So imagine going home tonight and telling your wife, in addition to all the other obligations that you have to make 100 brachos every day. She might look at you like you're crazy, but the question is there such an obligation or not? So the Gemara in Menachos says, based on the Pasuk, it says, Mo Hashem Elkecha Shoel Meimach, what does God want from you? He just wants your Yiras Hashem. And the Gemara darshins Mo, what, can play on that word is Me'ah. So 100, meaning all Hashem wants from you is for you to make 100 brachos per day. From here we have the source that a man, presumably, the Gemara doesn't say who, it says Adam, a person, needs to make 100 brachos each day. Shulchan Aruch, paskening this, says, Chai of Adam, Adam is obligated, Levarech b'chol yom, Me'ah brachos lefachos. At least 100 brachos. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for this, because the David HaMelech, when he saw that there were 100 people dying every day, instituted in his time, well, to avert this tragedy, there's a kapara for 100 people that were dying daily, we would institute that you need to recite 100 brachos per day. Now, it's not so clear that it's only the Rabbanan. Some say maybe it was David just brought back what was earlier the Oraisa source, but simply put, it's a Rabbanan halacha. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on in a long Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to do the calculations for you, but basically it comes out how automatically a man, presumably, can hit 100 brachas. He doesn't say man or woman, but he starts calculating it. You make this bracha with tzitzis and this bracha with tefillin. Then you say the brachas in the morning. You say hamapil. You say by shmon esrei. You eat two seudas and you bench, so it's four and four. And it comes out there's at least 108 brachas he calculates for you, and then it goes on Shabbos and Yontif. I heard in the Shibar of Shechter, but I think some Hasidim, I never saw this, maybe you did, but apparently in the beginning of the davening, they have each person goes up there and they recites the 15 brachas, Nosim Sechle Vina, etc., up there, and then everyone says Amen, and then the next guy gets up there and recites all 15, and the next guy gets up there, and anyone ever seen this, but this way you get the Amens for each bracha 15 times, plus 15, plus 15, plus 15, and 10 people go up there, you automatically hit your 100 brachas. Now that only works if you count that the Amens count for the bracha, which the Mishnah Berurah itself says is not so clear. But the Chassidim obviously want to be better safe than sorry, so they go up and they do that as well, and that's how they get their 100 brachos. Mishnah Berurah himself says that b'shas adchak, if in extenuating circumstances, you could say Amen for someone else's bracha, and that counts as well. What is absent from Mishnah Berurah or Shulchan Aruch is anything about women. Are women chayv in this or not? So the Rivo Sephraim already, about
50. Do you use the Lashon of Adam?
So it's a great question.
The Lashon of Ish?
So the Lashon of Adam is a little bit vague. Because Adam is. So I'm getting to it a little bit. Some of the posts can talk about it. We'll see. Yep. I can't hear it. One more time. Oh, so it does have to do with David. Okay, so let's see. So the Rebbe Sefraim, in a tshuva from about 50 years ago, says like this, Nistapakti, I'm not sure, im isha gamkein mechuyevis, is a woman chayiv or not? To which he says, Mistabra would make sense, diyachola, if she wants to make 100 brachas, she can, avo ein chiyuv oleha, there is no obligation. Why? Ki harbe mitzvahs ein osus. The women don't make all these brachas. They kashul alasos mea brachas. It would be hard for her to calculate to 100 brachas. Upeli says it's very weird. Shechafasti, I checked. V'lomatzasi mishidim is. I never found anyone discuss this topic. In a later Rivo Sephraim, from a few years later, he already quotes sources that he saw, and I saw these sources as well. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner from Bnei Brak, was nifter about 10, 15 years ago, says like this. He says, well, all these Rishonim will make the calculation of the 100 brachas. You know what they include in the calculation? Tzitzis, tefillin, and no one says a word, well, what about women? He says, v'chazhu, v'chazh, v'talus, tefillin, v'chiyai gav, v'brachas, tol shaykh, v'noshim. These aren't connected to women. V'lo kasu, no one writes, noshim, ma'ikul, ma'imar, what about women? That implies that what? That women are totally excluded from this whole thing. It was never even in the thought of the Rishonim that women should be included. The Tshuvas van Hagus of Sternbach says as well. And he gives another reason. What's the reason why women are pater from this mitzvah? New? Because? Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama. He says, why is new? We ask you, why is it Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama?
Because they only say the 100 mitzvahs by day, but not by night.
But the whole, the 100 counts even the night. Says the Tshuvas van Hagus, I got an answer for you. He says, each day, a new chiyuv starts, so it's like a time-dependent mitzvah. Don't buy what I'm saying so quickly. But that's what he writes. And then he says, it's kim mitzvah seishas man grama. It's like a mitzvah seishas man grama. He says, women are pater. Now Shlomo Zalman says, women don't put on tefillin, they don't wear tzitzis. How are you going to get the 100 brachas? And if you're going to tell me, don't try this at home, I promise you, others are all going to be sleeping on the street. Go home and tell your wife, dear, you can make 100 brachas, yeah, but you know, you're too skinny. Maybe eat a little bit more to become a little fatter. And this way, you'll get an extra 100 brachas. Because if they eat 20 more times a day, then they'll get the 100 brachas. Shlomo Zalman says, women don't need to do that. We'll see some poskim say they do in a second. Mm-hmm. So up until now, everything is good. Most poskim, Rav Sternbach, Rav Shevet Alevi, Rav Osefrayim, Rav Sternbach, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, all say women are not chayiv in the 100 brachas. However, that is not so pashut. It says Tovya before, well, 1 second. The whole takana was David HaMelech, people were dying. If people are dying, just like women have to put up a mezuzah, why? Because women also need protection. So too, maybe women should have to do the 100 brachas if it's a protection for the people dying that David HaMelech set up that way. So then women should have to do it as well. It says, then already I saw a contrast, it's called Bira, Halacha, Meir, Brachas. He brings some proof from Rishonim that say that David only was misakin on the bachrim, only on the men. Unclear why that's the case, but maybe only the men were dying. Says Rabbi Vadi Yosef, for the Sephardim in the room, he says, I don't get it. It depends if you say it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. He says it's not a mitzvah aseh shazman grama according to many. A mitzvah aseh shazman grama is only a mitzvah that you can't do both during the day and both during the night. If there's any mitzvah you can only do during the day, you're only doing during the night, that's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama. This 100 brachos could be done during the day, could be done during the night. It's not a mitzvah seh shazman grama. It's not a time-dependent mitzvah. Yeah, you got to start every day again, but it's not a time-dependent mitzvah. If it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, women are chayiv in it just as men. What about the fact that they can't get to 100 brachas? Okay, so let them eat a little bit more. Nishkeferlich. So they'll keep on nashing all day, and they'll get to 100 brachas. What about the fact, and Rabbi Yashav adds on, that of course women are chayiv in this bracha. What's the whole point we said? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. What does God want for you? He wants your Shemayim. Women need to have your Shemayim the same way that men need to have your Shemayim. He says they're chayiv. What about Rabbi Kivager adds on as well? Who says mitzvah says man grama? Women are pater if the mitzvah is derabbanan. It's only a deraisa mitzvah, like tzitzis, like lulav, or shofar, which is a mitzvah says man grama deraisa. So women are pater. This if it's derabbanan, women are chayiv even on mitzvah says man grama, says Rabbi Kivager. Therefore, according to many of these poskim, women would be chayiv in the 100 brachas. However, many conclude that look, the majority opinion is that they are pater, and that is how the world seems to care. I've never heard of a woman, it's hard to find a man who's machbit about this, who calculates it, although you really should, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, but to see or find a woman who does it, I've never seen that before. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him in a couple of svarim, women chayiv or not, he said, Cain, why not? Why should a woman not be? Of course they're chayiv. Why would they not be? Why would they not be chayiv? It doesn't make any distinction. Adam can include a woman as well, and therefore it would be definitely a valid and a noble thing if a woman wants to be machbid on the 100 brachos. Shkayach.